Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we consider the writer to the Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning with the 22nd verse as follows. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for whose sake every Christian is a citizen of heaven already on this earth. Dear friends in Christ, in Seattle, where I grew up, people say that you can tell what direction you're facing just by looking at the mountains. Cascades are in the east, the Olympics are in the west, which is all well and good, but I always had trouble telling them apart. Mount Baker in the Cascades looked very similar to me anyway to Mount Olympus in the other direction. At least those mountains look somewhat similar. But can you imagine someone mixing up two completely different mountains? Two mountains as different, say, as Mount Everest in Tibet and Mount Kilauea in Hawaii. One is a remote snow-covered peak, the other an actively erupting volcano. No one would ever make that mistake, would they? You'd be surprised. In a spiritual sense, there are a lot of people in this world who set out for the snow-covered peak and end up at the smoking volcano. They confuse God's law, through which no one can be saved, with his gospel, through which anyone can be saved. What about you? Well, says the writer of the Hebrew, if you're a Christian, then you've already arrived. That's why our theme this morning is simply, you have come to Mount Zion. The 12th chapter of Hebrews is really a tale of two mountains, Mount Zion and Mount Sinai. Mount Zion, of course, is the hill on which the city of Jerusalem was built and where the temple of the Almighty God was located. Mount Sinai, 235 miles to the southwest, presents quite a contrast. That's where God delivered his law to Moses and the people of Israel, where his smoking, fiery, thundery presence was more forbidding than any volcano. Of course, the law of God is good and holy. It served a holy purpose. As we're told in Galatians, the law was our custodian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. In other words, one purpose the law does not serve is to justify us, to provide salvation. That's what faith is for. But you know, it's amazing how many people try and bend God's law to make it serve that exact purpose for which the Bible says it is not suited. They think they can make up for their sins and please God by doing good deeds. They think that they can get to heaven by the works of their hands. In effect, they're wandering around Mount Sinai looking for salvation, and they'll never find it. It's like coming to a volcano in hopes of finding good skiing. My friend, you're at the wrong mountain. Do you do this? Is Mount Sinai your destination? Don't be too quick to answer. Do you ever consciously or unconsciously try to make up for past mistakes by doing good deeds? When you've been guilty of doing something wrong, do you ever in your mind make a promise that you're going to be so much better in the future? You're going to break all those bad habits. And is that where you find your acceptance before God, that promise? Is that how you salve your conscience? Are you in effect looking for salvation on Mount Sinai? It's like skiing on a volcano. It just can't be done. It'll never work. Remember the real Mount Sinai and what that was like. Remember the thunder and the smoke, the fire, the earthquake, and the sound of a blaring trumpet. Remember the absolute holiness that God has and the absolute holiness he requires from people. If you break a single commandment, you've broken them all, Scripture says. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. No, Sinai is not the place to find salvation. For that we must look elsewhere. You know what the most exclusive skiing destination in the world is? Experts say it's Gstaad, Switzerland. Perhaps you'd like to go there and ski, and maybe you'd like to save the hotel bill, so you'll just buy yourself a little ski chalet at Gstaad. You better bring your checkbook, because they say that the average price of a chalet in Gstaad, Switzerland, is $8,000 a square foot. Believe it or not, as a Christian, you've come to a mountain destination that's even more exclusive and elite than that. For you have come to Mount Zion, not to the fear and punishment of the law, but to the atonement and salvation of the gospel. Gospel, as you know, literally means good news or beneficial announcement. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most beneficial announcement, the best possible news there could ever be. Because when you place your whole trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin, guess what? That terrifying mountain, Mount Sinai, is no longer your destination. As a Christian, you have come to Mount Zion. But Prof, you say, does that mean the law is no longer valid? So I guess we can throw the catechism out the window, right? Because the Ten Commandments no longer apply? Not at all. In fact, Jesus himself said, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." And that is wonderful news for you as well. For the law is just as valid as it ever was, the difference being that Jesus has completely fulfilled it for you in your place on your behalf. Through faith, Jesus' perfect obedience to the law, his absolute keeping of all his Father's commandments, that unwavering adherence all belongs to you now. Perfect righteousness is yours, just as if you had never committed a single sin. What a wonderful, refreshing truth. Your place is Mount Zion, not Mount Sinai. Why not let the people around you see what your destination is? Let your words and your behavior, everything you say and everything you do, tell people that because of Jesus, my destination is Mount Zion, not the fear and punishment of the law, but the atonement and the salvation of the gospel. It shouldn't be hard to convince people of that because in many ways, you've already arrived. Through Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. Amen. Conclude our worship this morning with stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn 648.